your brothers and sisters in Christ. May God bless you in 2019. In New Year, we share, greetings. And we eat tteokguk in Korea, especially. That long, rice cake represents, long life, and the color white means, prosperity. And that actual, the rice cake inside the food means, represents coins, which means, money. Now, many countries have their own new customs for New Year. In Greece, they collect all kinds of coins from different countries and put them in cake. And when they bite a coin, it means, the one who bites the coin will be lucky on the year. Mommy members, how did you welcome New Year? We hope that we will see Senior Pastor in coming spring, right? At the end of this waiting, we will see the glory of Father God. That's our another hope, right? I believe you welcomed 2019 with these kind of hopes. Father God said He would do new works and He will reveal it. Isaiah 43:18. The works that Father God will show to us, the power of recreation will be completed in His great twist, and they will bring forth great blessings to Mount Min, and that will take place in 2019. Last year was a very special year, unforgettable year. Unprecedented and shocking things in Mount Min's history took place. Those who said, the truth will win. Those who said, our shepherd will come out as a resurrection. Those people of spirit and whole spirit left this church. And they put their sword back toward the church and the shepherd. Shocking news, right? And because of that, we experienced some unexpected thing last year. And the most bothersome thing is that our senior pastor, our shepherd, is experiencing this test and refinement and pain. And this Mount Min church is going through these terrible things. Mount Min church is well known for the fact that Father God is with the church, full of the Holy Spirit, full of love. Father God's work takes place. So we, all of us become one, united. The church is well known for those things. This church is experiencing so many shocking things. So it's not easy to understand them all. Can you? Well, even if you give it a deep thought many, many times, senior pastor who is so noble, so holy, so beautiful, who's given only the good things, love, senior pastor that we love, and he is experiencing these shocking things? Well, whenever I thought about it, well, my heart was aching. We have experienced. Well, when we read the Bible, however, we find that, people didn't always enjoy peace, although the great works of God were manifested and, you know, they were full of the Holy Spirit and love. You know, they experienced many trials and afflictions. Early churches were so much full of the Holy Spirit, but the churches, you know, started by the Apostle Paul had various problems that made him, you know, worried. There were disputes between members, the problems of idol worshiping. Apostle Paul had to deal with that. So he wrote a letter, and that letter was the letter to Corinth. People of faith were persecuted. They experienced terrible persecution, torture. And the members of the early churches died as martyrs. Well, I'm not saying that, you know, we gotta take them for granted. I'm saying they all became blessings after all. You know, your faith is getting bigger and bigger. Eventually, the world will not, you know, deal with, right? And those members in the early churches, the gospel they preached, the resurrection of the Lord that they testified, spread to Rome and to the whole world. And when the persecution and the martyrdom that they received turned into blessings, so that they went into higher than the third kingdom of heaven or New Jerusalem. So if we remember the persecution and the refinements which took place in 1998 and 1999 in this church, some people thought, you know, this church would disappear. However, the power of our shepherd would grow bigger, and we had the greater way to go for a world mission. We experienced that. In 1998 and 1999, many pastors and workers left this church, saying that, you know, they couldn't trust our shepherd. Now, those people who left recently said that, I love our shepherd, but I cannot follow his will. They say so. Not easy to understand. Brothers and sisters, do you think that it would have been better if the incidents of 1998 and 1999 had not taken place? Well, because of that, the power of the shepherd grew bigger, greater. What do you think is better? Well, what about the refinements of today? Do you like it? Do you like them, you know, not happen in this church? Or would it be better to have the power of recreation would be manifested all around the world? The later one? Yeah. Our members know it very well. That's why you are overcoming them well. God gave us such precious duties for the end time, and He's been with us. Do you think God is ignoring us now? The works of faith continues, right? So He's not. God the Father is expecting that we will accomplish His providence for us the most effectively. The truth will surely win the victory, and it will stand firm, and our faith will grow perfect. We must meet His expectation. Expectation that we will possess the faith good enough to make us go to New Jerusalem through these refinements. The Bible says, your faith, you know, being more precious than gold, means the shortcut to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ is the faith, right? The test of faith. Well, The perfect faith is much more valuable than pure gold, which passed the test of fire. So far, Manmin has been going through a very valuable time. So far, Manmin has worked so well. Every year, we have passed the tests well. The test to examine our faith, right? Last year, you know, there were many tests, and you've overcome them well. All those refinements are the means of Father God who want us to receive praise and glory and honor. Honor, the word, is usually used together with glory. And those words are used to describe our Father God and the Lord. But Father God says, when we are cultivated well, our Lord will get us praise, glory, and honor. We had a very special year last year. So, in year 2019, we should become the precious fruits of praise, glory, and honor as Father God expects. So tonight, we'll look into 3 points under the title of The Course of Faith Resulting in Honor. First, we should understand, comfort, and encourage one another. Second, because of many tests last year, we experienced some sorrow and sadness. So in the new year, we have to understand and comfort and encourage each other all the more. Second, we should rely on the works of the Holy Spirit. As we pass the tests, we have to get rid of fleshly thoughts and self-righteousness, and we gotta establish the order well. Otherwise, we cannot receive the guidance of Father God. So therefore, we have to rely only on the works of the Holy Spirit. Third, we should believe the blessings prepared by Father God, and we gotta show the works of faith. The refinements that we face now should not become just any refinements. The refinements should turn into the ways to receive God's blessing. So, I hope you will receive much grace through the message, and I pray in the name of the Lord that you may fully receive the great love of Father God who prepared all those love for us this year. To walk through the course of faith resulting in honor, are you so full of the Spirit? Because it's the first Friday all-night service, you're so full of the Spirit. Good. Thank you. To walk through the course of faith resulting in honor, first, we should understand, comfort, and encourage one another. Wild geese migrate 40,000 kilometers before winter comes. You know, they travel long kilometers, and they make a V shape while flying. Far at the head is the leader, and other wild geese follow the leader. You know, it will reduce their effort by 71%. And those wild geese behind the leader constantly makes a kick sound. And it is to encourage the leader who is leading all those other wild geese behind. It's beautiful, isn't it? And on their long journey, they depend on each other while flying. When one wild goose is hurt or fall from the shape, then the two fellows beside them get out of the V shape to help the friend until the hurted wild goose get back to the shape. Although it is a long journey, rough and difficult. No, they depend on each other to survive. Just like their course, we have to accomplish the world mission with the gospel of holiness. We have the same goal to become the fruit of the New Jerusalem. For the last 36 years, we have run our race of faith with our senior pastor in center. Our senior pastor was the leader who was leading us all the time. And we gave cheers to our senior pastor. We cried together. We laughed together. We cheered him up and we trusted him. And we, each other, understood each other, comforted each other, and encouraged each other. Even in these refinements of church, we all try so hard to encourage each other. And we try so hard to keep the church. And we follow the truth and obey each other. So we can see that, Father God is leading us to become the true fruits of our shepherd. We can feel it. And Father God is smiling at us, looking down on us, you know, overcoming all those refinements. I believe He will make a beautiful smile up there. So, even now, even though you face such refinements of the church, you know, you try to keep your positions. You try to attend all kinds of worship services, even though, you know, you finish your work, you know, late. You used to go back home, right? But you come to church to keep your seats, to become strength to each other, to strength to a senior pastor, right? And you try harder to do your duty. So, such a heart, so beautiful. And you try to explain things to those who don't understand the situations right now. You work so hard. That's mommy members now. You, every one of you. You are working so hard for Father God's kingdom and the church. Your heart is so beautiful. And our elders and senior deaconesses, their true values are being revealed now. You know, as they do their job, you know, they got united as one. And they become great strength to church. In every corner of the church, they are doing their job very well. Beautiful. They work so hard to become strength to our shepherd and to our church members. In GCN and Performing Arts Committee and Nice Orchestra, they work so hard. They devote themselves so completely to bring down grace from God to us. So that, you know, we don't even recognize there are some people who are missing. Last Christmas performance, I could feel the performance aroma of hearts. So we received much greater grace. I believe all our members, you know, shed tears as you watched those performances. And you felt the love of our shepherd all the more. You confessed. Our pastors, they don't depend on the world. So far, they work so hard to make our shepherd, to help the church and our members through their prayers and with their hearts, right? Naturally, pastors give, not receiving. They are our pastors. And I hope, you know, you can become strength to our pastors too. Nowadays, you know, our pastors are giving all the more, right? You know, they seem to be, you know, put us, you know, they seem to be, you know, lose their role to new generations, but, you know, they're doing their job well. Thank you. Our pastors and Levite workers, you know, they would have gotten a better job in the world, but they gave it up and they only working for Father God's kingdom and His righteousness and for church and our members. What about our students? Even though they are young, they don't take the world because they discern everything by the truth. So they are overcoming the world by their faith. They develop their talents to be used by the church. For that goal, they work so hard. Even if some people left this church, they became all the more mature. So they keep their seats and say, you know, amen in every services. Our students, so beautiful. Students, thank you. Well, somewhat I can understand those who left this church. They received the grace together. They were faithful together, right? However, as they experienced some unexpected things, you know, they got confused. They couldn't understand things. So they used their fleshly thoughts and they used their self-righteousness and they left this church. However, I believe that they wouldn't forget the grace that they received from Senior Pastor. Even though they left this church, all those spiritual realm and spiritual things that they learned from Senior Pastor, how could they forget? The history of Ma Min wasn't written by anyone. The history of Ma Min was built on the faith and devotion of our members, along with Senior Pastor and pastors and workers. Father God will never leave us alone. He has always comforted us and guided us. 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah was in appealing to God to kill him under a juniper tree, chased by Jezebel. You know, Father God didn't even rebuke him. He just let him sleep well and provided him with bread and water through the hand of angel. Now, if you read the 1 Kings 19:10, it says, he said, I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. But the God said in verse 18, yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. Father God comforted Elijah with this one verse. Sometimes we can be greatly strengthened and comforted with one sentence. We receive great strength when we find that there is a one who can agree with my thought and who can walk with me together, who can comfort me. That person becomes great strength. Father God is such a person. Father God is such one. Through the Holy Spirit, He comforts us, He encourages us, and He gives us the strength. Elijah was never alone. He felt that Father God was with him, and he realized that, as Father God said, there were 7,000 who didn't kneel down before Baal. Elijah thought he was left alone. But this message from Father God gave him great strength and courage. Senior Pastor's handwritten greetings on Christmas and New Year's service became great comfort and strength. Our shepherd is alive and with us. We felt that. And last Wednesday, we listened to his sermon series, Spiritual Love. Wow, his message is truth itself. Many years passed by, but he gives us the same grace. And his voice, his message, nothing to disregard. I mean, we received much grace. We will go together to the end, relying on the shepherd who takes responsibility to lead us to New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is our final goal, right? We can do it in this blizzard. Let's go on. Father God will help you. Will never let you live alone, but He will give you strength. Isaiah 40 verses 28 to 31 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength, and they will mount up with the wings like eagles, and they will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." Father God says, and He will be with us. What is the reason to get tired and weary? As we follow His truth, Father God is on our side and He gives us new strength. I hope that you can feel and experience this strength that Father God gives every day. Well, refinements might seem, you know, just in the persecution. However, with the spiritual eyes, it is the moment to make intimate relationship with our Father God. 1 Peter 4 verses 1-12 and 13 says, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory you may rejoice with exultation." Such in the tests do not exist in the Garden of Eden or in heaven. They exist only on this earth. So these tests we experience, so we treasure them. We have to overcome them well. We have to treat them as valuable. When blacksmith, refines, iron, he puts it in a hot fire or in the cold winter and hammer it. And later the iron becomes very strong steel. In the beginning, it was just, it looked like, useless, lump of iron. But later it becomes very useful device. So as we show our faith and pass this test, our faith will grow up level by level. And we will be led to the even greater way of blessing. David was anointed as a king in the future, when he was anointed. Well, what about his life then? Was it prosperous after that? Well, in reality, he was called betrayer. He was wrongfully accused. He wandered in the wilderness and he was being chased. He had to pretend it as if crazy at the threat of death. He was even insulted by a person like, Nabal, when looking for food. He saved some people from the invasion of Philistines. However, those people in the village made a report to King Saul, who was, following and chasing David after David. So David was betrayed, just like, people of today. And then the enemy, devil, and Satan works the same. So people are getting stained by such evil. Same. The course of our life, we met our true teacher, our shepherd. So you are so blessed. So David was betrayed. He was even at the critical moment of being stoned by people. Now, did David grumble against God? Well, even in that situation, David wrote in a psalm to sing praise God. Psalm 23 is one of them. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. So Father God gave only the good things to David, the whole nation, Israel. He was loved by whole people of Israel, and even neighboring countries, they feared him as a great, great king. So even in this critical moment, today, we have to work so hard to understand the will of Father God all the more greatly. We got to take this time as a chance of blessing. And what should we do to do so? There are things to do personally and by church. Personally, we should establish this situation well so that our faith can be established well. We are facing such great things, terrible things. And then Father God allowed them so that we would receive blessing. How some may say, wow, it's so serious. Why should I experience these things? I can understand. Don't do that, okay? Exactly, you got to know why Father God is doing it. You got to understand it, and you got to keep His will. So our workers are working so hard to help you understand them. Surely, we have to understand His will in this moment of blessing. And we got to understand what we should do on our own. The important thing is these are faith of our own. So far, in the space of the shepherd, we received grace through his teaching, and we've been protected thanks to him. Since he has led us, all we had to do was just follow him, right? And we could receive blessing through him. We could receive blessing through him. However, so all we have to do is just to follow him. However, through these refinements this time, Father God wants us to have faith of our own. Senior Pastor said that, we have to use handkerchief of God's power for self-healing. Just as he says so, the things that we learned from our shepherd and experienced should all turn into our faith. So we got to show the deeds of our faith of our own. By church, we should become one, united, with our shepherd in the center. Seven churches in the Revelation, right? Those revelations not only refer to the seven churches in Minor Asia. Transcending space and time, they refer to all the churches of this generation as well. So, the words given to those seven churches, so words to those seven churches are for all the churches of today. And they should become the standpole for all the churches. So, we gotta remember all those words, and we have to examine ourselves whether they apply to us. Don't just say, our church is like the Church of Philadelphia. We have truth in the church. So whenever we have something that is not in accordance with the truth, then we gotta repent and turn back. That's how we can stand firm on the truth. The church of Ephesians, the church of Ephesus was rebuked for forsaking their first love. Father God is with me. That's what we felt when we came to the church for the first time. And we've decided that, I would be with the shepherd till the end. I will become the testimony to our shepherd. You made the confession. We experienced it as we received the grace for the first time. You made that kind of confession. So you got to keep it, right? That is how to keep your first love. However, as you face some, you know, difficulties or some tests, you know, you changed your first love. So Father God says, turn back and recover your first love. Otherwise, your lampstand will be removed. So we have to completely examine ourselves. The church of Smyrna was rebuked. And they were given the promise that, the Lord said to the church in Smyrna, said that they were people who were interfering in the church, the synagogue of Satan. The church of Pergamum were rebuked for the fact that they were people who followed the teaching of Balaam, compromising with the world and greed for money and honor and authority. And they were rebuked for following the teaching of Nicolaitans. Well, we have to be warned not to tolerate such things. And the church in Thyatira was rebuked for the fact that they accepted Jezebel, who called herself the prophets, and they ate the food from the sacrifice. So this period of blessing, the moment of blessing, gives us great time to understand all those things that Father God wants us to pass all these tests and stand firm. Senior pastor preached about the flow of spirit in 2012. I think it is touching at the situation now, so let me read a part of it. God the Father has given you the environment for you to reaffirm your faith by making me leave the church for some time. And this year, for the first time since the start of the church, you had the New Year service without my presence. You offered the service with all your heart as you had learned the word of truth. Also, whenever I was away, you remember the word of truth that you learned from your shepherd and tried to practice what you have learned. God has allowed you these times so that you can show the evidence of loving God out of your volition. And church workers are busy praying and thinking of better ways to manage the finance of the church. Through it, they feel the heart of the shepherd as to with what kind of faith the shepherd has been leading this church for the last 36 years. For it is time for them to become the workers who will not waste any of the blessings that will be given and do all the church works with an understanding of the heart of the shepherd. And the pastors and workers who take care of the souls have been trying in a way that the members will not feel the absence of the senior pastor so much. Through such moments, the workers became one with the shepherd even more. And you and I have been connected with the cord of love that cannot be severed by anything. This cord is bound with trust that can never change, so nobody can sever it. And it is the most precious blessing that cannot be bought even with billions of dollars. This is what our senior pastor said. Brothers and sisters, if we overcome these refinements well, incredible blessing is waiting for us. Because we will be qualified to go to New Jerusalem in the end. Well, to go to New Jerusalem, originally we got to be sanctified and we got to be faithful in all God's house. So, it's rare to find those forefathers of faith who entered New Jerusalem. By this standard, you felt that, you are quite far from the standards or qualification to go to New Jerusalem. However, through these refinements of these days, Father God is giving us grace to fill up the justice to go to New Jerusalem. As we voluntarily test of fire, we will win great score from Father God. If you think of the members of the early church, even in that serious environment, they kept their faith and they died as martyrs. And they received the glory of greater than the third kingdom of heaven. So, just as we learn the truth from our shepherd, if we don't shake, if we do what we have done so far, it will become our justice in the spiritual realm. It's not big. All we have to do is we just keep doing what we have been doing so far. So those with faith will not shake, right? All they have to do is just do as they do. And then it will help us get united with our shepherd all the more, and it will give us, it will be the moment to give strength to our shepherd. And Father God acknowledges as justice that we completely trust in the shepherd. You may think it's trivial, right? All we have to do is just do what we used to do. However, it is the evidence of our great faith to overcome the tests. And we will participate in the great ministry, the ministry of the power of recreation. And in the end, we will be the players in the history of human cultivation. So it becomes a great strength to our shepherd. So, eventually, as we do our job well now, we can be qualified to go to New Jerusalem. So it's our very critical chance. I want not a single one of you will lose this chance. Wolves were very prosperous in the memo. You know, they keep only one wife. And they leave as a pack. And they even take care of the cubs from other, wolves, husband, wife, and their pack. The leader's role is very important in the pack. That leader is responsible for the survival of the pack by, fighting or hunting and getting food. Even in the winter days, the leader goes out to hunt for food. Sometimes, it has to, wander around for 3 or 4 days. When he cannot find something to hunt down, then the leader becomes so sad for those packs, and then they howl out of its sorrow. And the members of the pack do not get disappointed, but they rather, howl to encourage the leader. Because the pack believe that the leader is doing its best for the survival. We become united as one, even in the course of refinements. We'll become like the howl of the wolves, and you will become great message and comfort to our shepherd. So, when the night is dark, we know that the dawn is closer. So, let's cheer up. Father God is helping us. Well done, my son and my daughter. And He wants every one of us to overcome these refinements of faith. I hope that you can remember this earnest expectation and love of Father God, and that you will encourage, understand, and comfort each other to walk through the course of faith resulting in honor. Second, we should rely on the works of the Holy Spirit. Recently, a husband and wife moved to the city of Daejeon from Seoul. They used to live in China. And they said, even though they were Christians before, they took all the worldly things. And then as they listened to these sermons of senior pastor, they became AMI members. And this is what they said. They heard the message of hell. When senior pastor explained the misery of the hell, do you think they got so in horror? No. they rather find the reason to rejoice. Because as they listened to the message, that they could cast off what they couldn't cast off before. And they said, after the message, they couldn't commit sin anymore. Men are a spiritual being. So we feel people become refreshed in their hearts when they hear and understand the works of God, the law of God, and the spiritual realm the Father God created. I believe you have received this kind of fullness. Therefore, we have to rely on the works of the Holy Spirit. 1970s and 80s and 90s, this country went through many kind of things. There were conflicts in politics, economics, levels, and theories and ideas. But in the Koreans, in overcome them well. So we are supposed to have no conflicts anymore. However, this current generation of Korea is experiencing hatred and detestation. They become weary. They become full of stress, complaints, and grumbles. They hate and curse people, and they easily reveal their ill feelings. Well, they can manage their life well. However, they say, you know, I learned it. I know that. They become arrogant. And they pretended as if they became the leader. And this kind of trend already sneaked into his church. Some people pretended as if they were leaders. Well, when we met the shepherd for the first time, we listened to his message, and when we experienced the power of God manifested by our Father as our shepherd, we received grace and we became full of the Holy Spirit. And we said to ourselves, I should be sanctified. I should pray more. So when we got a job, we tried to get a job which is not far from the church. We tried to get a job which can help us glorify Father God. We used to follow the will of God, and we lived a very, you know, blessed Christian life, experiencing the wealth, spiritual wealth. However, from some moment of time, you know, such in a fervor and passion cooled down. And some people now say, I know how to manage Christian life well. I don't need touch. You know, I'm going very well. Some people have this kind of thought. They used to think that, you know, the message from the altar is sweeter than the honeycomb. But now they say, I heard that before. I know that word. And they don't worship in the spirit and truth. They even judge the message. And they even try to stand against the church. If you have this kind of look, then you gotta know that it is the evidence that your will, your feelings, and your tendency becomes, you know, become greater standard than the will of God. Senior pastor delivered this message in Genesis 57. In the Garden of Eden, repressed by the authority of Adam, evil spirits didn't have any chance to enjoy their authority of darkness. This is what senior pastor said in his 57th lecture on Genesis, okay? Still, dinosaurs were always on the alert for a chance and accepted the instigation of Satan. Satan's method hasn't changed. If there is even a little bit of the elements of darkness in people, they try to instigate them with the authority over darkness. They work persistently with very wicked plans. When Satan detects an element of darkness, the untruth, in the heart and the mind of God's child who received the Holy Spirit, Satan immediately attacks him. Satan causes him to have fleshly thoughts, stirs his heart, and eventually will cause an upwelling of his ill feelings. Then the devil comes along and causes him to put the thought into action as a deed of darkness. It makes him speak harsh language, behave aggressively and violently. It makes criticize others, judge others, and convey not proven facts to others. So it causes people to misunderstand each other and fool each other. It breaks the peace and causes conflicts and arguments to arise. People may think they argue because they have different thoughts and ideas, but in a spiritual sense, they all should realize that they accept the provocation of Satan. We should pray all the time without ceasing. We have to rely on the works of the Holy Spirit. We should understand the will of well. Father God is truly alive, so we should revere Father God. We got to fear God through our free will. We got to revere God. We got to believe in the works of Father God. When we forget them, we will judge and we will recklessly say and behave, and which is very dangerous. It is not to believe in God. It is not to revere God. It is not to fear God. So, you should not become loose in your heart, thinking that you've been a Christian for long years and your duty is so high. You gotta set alert. You gotta be on the alert. Otherwise, you will follow the untruth and you will lose your grace and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Worldly people talk about the stage of, you know, in the stage or the period of, you know, lassitude. However, we shouldn't have such a things in faith, because the works of the Holy Spirit are always new. By the works of the Holy Spirit, everything is possible. The Holy Spirit has the power and the fullness. Well, when people face some problems, that they, you know, solve their problems with their, you know, disposition or in a propensity. However, if two people makes conflicts with each other, you know, if their tendency got, you know, different from each other, you know, not both of them is right. What I'm saying is that they have to find a solution by the standard of truth. They cannot find a solution if they try to solve the situation with their own, you know, disposition or, you know, propensity. Some people, you know, come up with or, you know, apply, you know, syllogistic, you know, reasoning and try to persuade others with this kind of, by applying, you know, syllogistic, you know, reasoning. Here is an example. All people die. I am a people, so I will die. Well, it seems true. However, in a spiritual sense, we cannot say it is true. Let's think about Jesus. Every man dies. I'm a man. Jesus is a man, right? Every man dies. So I die. Well, what about, think about the word do. You may think the word has the meaning of acting or behaving, right? However, the word do has the meaning of getting along, happening, finishing, being sufficient, etc., etc. Would that be all? If we use all our wisdom or knowledge, they are not all. The people cannot understand what Father God does. So those who revere God should be humble to know the will of Father God. They work so hard to understand the works of God. So we should not use fleshly thoughts. We have to work hard to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and be guided by Him. We have to depend on the Holy Spirit not to become arrogant. We got to be careful whether we would be, we would say, you know, I know well, I have experienced them all. Otherwise, it will make us arrogant. In 1912, a huge ship was built, Titanic. People said it's like a huge city on the water. Some people said even a god cannot make it sink. They were so assured of the safety of the ship. However, just 4 days later, that ship collided with the iceberg and sank. The captain received a report from the chief mate. There is an iceberg. What should we do? The captain said, this Titanic would not buzz at such a small iceberg. God cannot do anything with this ship. So just sail on. However, by colliding on that iceberg, that Titanic eventually sank down. And more than 1,500 people died. He became one of the most terrible accidents at sea. What we got to learn from this incident is that the arrogance of man can bring in terrible result. We got to revere God and we got to depend on God. So we should never be led by our own arrogance to make judgment. We got to depend on the Holy Spirit. We got to listen to His voice. The works of the Holy Spirit leads us to the right path. The works of the Holy Spirit has no end, no limit. His works are always new. Through our shepherd, there have been countless works of God's power. Would that be all? No way. New works will take place all the more. All the works done by the handkerchief of God's power, would that be all? No way. There will be more works. We believe that. We gotta know that the works of the Holy Spirit will continue all the more. Therefore, we gotta depend on the Holy Spirit. When we face our own limit, don't say, I got no way around. I cannot make it happen. Don't say that. Father God wants you to come out as a man of spirit and man of whole spirit by the help of the Holy Spirit. Father God wants to make communication with you every day, day by day. Through the message, the seed of life, we learn the secret how to receive blessing that can be only enjoyed in the spiritual, the level of spirit. That is to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is the state when the Holy Spirit makes people to feel the spiritual space through the truth in heart. We learn the truth. We have resembled our Father God to some degree. So Holy Spirit, by using that truth that we got in our heart, help us fill the spiritual space so that we can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. As if our heart is full of the Spirit. So, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is filling up our heart with the Spirit 100%. so we can become confident of what we're doing. That's how Holy Spirit works for us. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, our spirit becomes the master. And our Holy Spirit gives strength to our spirit. So the athletes receive strength when the spectators said and give them the cheers, right? We help them with our applause, and the Holy Spirit also gives us strength. As we sing praises and clapping hands with loud voice, we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And when we depend on the Holy Spirit from the depths of our heart, even though when we give silent prayer, we receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When we are full of the Holy Spirit, the fleshly thoughts never come out, or we don't doubt when we have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We can believe that things that are not possible with the man's might might be possible. At the reality, we can receive joy from heaven. We can receive grace. We can give thanks, even in the state when we cannot give thanks. This is the evidence that the Holy Spirit is with us, and this is the work of the Holy Spirit. In year 2019, I hope that you can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit all the time. As we listen to the message, as the Holy Spirit works, then we receive the fullness, and we are touched, and then tears come down from our eyes. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. There is no end. There is no limit in God. Everything that belongs to God is new. So, when we want, new works take place. We can communicate the one who testifies or who preaches the gospel. And as we can communicate through our hearts, we rejoice together, and we can, you know, say amen and give applause. I hope that, I mean, every day when we go to work, when we depend on the Holy Spirit, our attitude becomes changed. We can have a new attitude than different from the day before, as the Holy Spirit is with us. From the depths of our heart, we can say that, Father God, I am so thrilled how you love me. I hope that my day will be full of the Holy Spirit entirely. Even though we live the day same, even though we pray with the same contents, the works of the Holy Spirit for us are always new. So as we depend on the Holy Spirit, we can have new hearts all the time. I hope that as you depend on the works of the Holy Spirit, your day will be a new day every day in 2019. Lastly, to walk through the course of faith resulting in honor. Third, we should believe the blessings prepared by God, and we got to show the works of faith. We reap what we sow. That's the justice of God. So we got to learn that as we overcome this test of fire, we can receive blessing. How can turn the tests of fire into blessing? As we face tests, we can discern things by the truth and the faith that have been residing in our heart, inside our heart. As we make confession of faith, our aroma of prayer will become different. we can pray differently. As we do so, such precious time will pile up. And this will become our firm faith. Our spirit will be renewed. And we will depend on Father God all the more. These things can take place as we face confessions of faith, facing tests of fire. Without them, we will not understand the will of God. So there is nothing we sow. So how can you receive the guidance? How can you receive the answer without sowing? So when you face refinement, if you make confession of faith as you used to do before, and if you take the lead in glorifying Father God, then you will become great justice for you. A blessed life is not the life without waves. Blessed life is the life of believing and depending on God in the waves. People will get scattered in a chaotic situation. All you have to do is stand firm. Then blessing will come to you. If our Christian life is easy all the time, when can we receive glory? The chaotic situation make a hero born. So in this moment of blessing, we can have intimate relationship with Father God and we will receive greater blessing from Father God. So let's love our Father God all the more. Let's move His heart all the more. And He will say, "My son and my daughter, I am so touched as I see you. Your upright heart, your beautiful heart, if I had known it before, I knew it before. I know you had it. But as I see you right now, as you show such a beautiful heart, I am so pleased with you." I hope that you can receive this praise from Father God. We should receive praise from Father God like this. You know the word, "The righteous man shall live by faith." It's in the New Testament. It's all in the Old Testaments too. When Daniel was not harmed in the dens of lion, the king made a decree saying that men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel, for He is the living God and enduring forever, and His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and His dominion will be forever. Our senior pastor once made this example. Forty Roman soldiers received the order to bow down before the Roman emperor. It was 32 AD. 40 soldiers were being naked on the frozen lake. But they could have been forgiven if they bowed down before idols. However, they denied it. They refused it, and they encouraged each other and sang praises. However, as it becomes darker at night, their praise become weaker. Now, a guard by the lake heard some strange sound. It was the sound from heaven. Good soldier of Christ, 40 martyrs and 40 crowns. He heard this voice from heaven. Now, suddenly, the verse changed. Good soldier of Christ, 39 martyrs and 39 crowns. Then one out of 40 soldiers came out of the lake. Then the guard said, put on my clothes. I will take your role. He went into the group of 40, 39, and then he stood together with other 39. Then there was a voice again, good soldiers of Christ, 40. Martyrs, 40. Crowns, 40. The guard died as martyrs along with other 39 Christian soldiers. Dear brothers and sisters, our life is not threatened in this country as we are Christians. The environment around us is pretty good to manage our Christian life. Although we see some situations or environments which are not in accordance with our thoughts, but they cannot interfere our faith. Only the righteous will live by his faith, right? All we have to do is hang on to the message and grace and truth that we learned from our shepherd. We can think of Abram, the man of faith. Genesis 12 verse 1 says, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. He had to leave his hometown by obeying the word of God. It was never easy. However, he obeyed God. What a great faith it was. Abram passed all the tests by his faith. Now, finally, Father God ordered him to give his son Isaac as a burnt sacrifice. It's to burn all the flesh and bones to God. Father God ordered Abraham, his only son Isaac, that he got at the age of 100, as a burnt offering to God. He ordered this to Abraham. In a fleshly sense, it was to forsaking the promise that God made with Abraham. He didn't give any reason to Abraham why Abraham had to give Isaac as a burnt sacrifice. He just unconditionally told him to give Isaac as a burning sacrifice. It is not to Abraham's life in a difficult. It is to test Abraham himself and to set him up as a forefather of faith, to prove that he is the perfect man. Do you think that refinement before you is so terrible? Well, Father God gave the test to Abraham so that Father God wants to receive the aroma of faith, aroma of love from Abraham's heart, and to give a blessing over blessing to Abraham. As Abraham gave his only son Isaac as a burning sacrifice, Father God sent an angel hurriedly and called him Abraham, Abraham, as you can find in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 22, verses 11 and 12. And he said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. And God acknowledged that Abram revered God perfectly. Then Abram raised his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram gave the ram as a burning offering, as a burnt offering. And the land was called Jehovah Jireh. It means in the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Can you feel Abram's heart when he gave in the burnt offering with the ram that Father God prepared? Don't you think that his heart was full of thanks and joy? How can we express his heart to get his, you know, dying in son back? Especially, Father God took all his heart and deeds and prepared a ram to be used as a burnt offering. Don't you think Abraham was thrilled at the moment? It was God who called Abraham. It was God who refined Abraham. It was God who blessed Abraham, who passed the refinements well. It is God who called for Manmin. It is God who allowed tests for Manmin. It is God who prepares blessing for us. It is God who expects us to bring forth the works of faith. When our shepherd did the ministry, he didn't see every way clearly. He didn't follow the path that someone made before. He just held on to the word of God. He penetrated the spiritual realm with his prayers, and he received explanation on the words of God and opened a new era of faith. In reality, the world mission seemed impossible. We got no finance. We got no people prepared. There was a threat of terror in Islamic country or Hindu country. There was even a country who made the anti-conversion law. Even despite any kind of threat and danger, our shepherd depended on Father God, and he testified God and Jesus Christ. As he walked by faith, Father God guaranteed him with great power and worked with great twist. Israel is the minimalism of human cultivation. Mami ministry is the example of showing the works of God. Who can bring forth these works of faith? They are those who trust the shepherd and unite with the shepherd. They are those who believe in Father God, who will bless us with his guidance. It is we. We passed the test in 2018. So Father God will prepare blessing for us in 2019. So we gotta bring forth the works of faith, which Father God will be pleased with and prepare blessing for us. Just as Abraham depended on Father God completely and trusted him, and he eventually received the blessing from Father God. As our shepherd believed in Father God and did world mission, we gotta depend on Father God, because Father God has prepared blessing for Manmin. Father God has led this Manmin for the last 36 years without change. Last year, senior pastor was not around us. However, Father God was with us all the time and showed his power before our eyes. Can you not believe it? How can you not? Father God was with us for sure. We are the witnesses. We cannot forsake the fact that Father God is with us. That faith has been accumulated in our heart. So how can we forsake the love of Father God and the works of Father God? Would Father God say, "I don't know you"? Father God has surely prepared the way for us. So if we see things with the eyes of faith, there is nothing difficult. We will eventually have heart of expectation. How Father God will work for us? There was a pastor Park Jong-dae in Sokcho Manmin Church when he started the Sokcho Manmin Church, right? He ate some you know, seafood, right? And he got some troubles on his skin. And the allergy covered all his body from head to toe. Right? But and the allergy continued. It was a serious, you know, skin disease. But a few years later, one day, he had a thought like this. Shepherd has great power of God. Why am I doing this? That's what he thought. But that was the moment to be healed, right? So he had that kind of thought. So, there is something that I have to get rid of. I got to get rid of in hot temper. He realized it. And he, you know, and at the same time, the skin diseases were healed all at once. That was not it. He had another disease for the last 40 years. At the same time, he was healed too. Hallelujah. So, we understand something that Father God wants us to realize, and that as we change, that we can receive answer, and we can be healed, no matter who you are. Father God is with us. That's why. So it's not right to depend on our thoughts, ideas, and ways. We should not hold on to something which is not the truth. Jesus said in Matthew 16:22, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. This is what Peter said to the Lord. However, the Lord was not pleased with that. He said back to Peter in Matthew 16:23, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's. Peter understood Jesus in his own way. He didn't understand Jesus right. He just knew that Jesus manifested in the signs and wonders and power. But he couldn't understand the persecution on the cross, crucifixion on the cross, and the resurrection. He couldn't understand them all. So we have to examine ourselves whether we are like, you know, Peter. As we are full of the Spirit, we seem to receive grace all the time. However, now we realize that as we face the tests, we are not receiving all the same grace. That's why Father God tests us. As we face the test of fire, we can see we are truly sharing the same goal. We're doing well, okay? What is it that you're doing something wrong? You are doing things very well. Following Jesus is not always prosperous. Sometimes we have to take our cross. It is a narrow path. We say, Senior Pastor, we love you. But we cannot follow your will. You think it's right? It's not right. It is not the will of God. But if you say you believe in Father God, it's nonsense, right? Father God is not pleased with it. But you say it is the will of Senior Pastor. That's not faith, right? There was a ship, dark night. The captain of the ship saw the light, and he showed the message with the Morse code, right? Turn to the west by the angle of 10 degrees. He got called back. You turn to the right. The captain got angry, sent another message. I'm the captain of the ship. Change your direction. The opponent said another address. I'm the private class. I cannot change my direction. The captain sent the final message. I will shoot. The other said, I will never change my direction. This is Lighthouse. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Father God is truth himself. Truth never changes. Just like the lighthouse which cannot never change its direction, the truth should stay there. Manmin loves the truth in any situations. We have been working toward the truth. We have been holding on to the truth, and we have run this race of faith. We are not Manmin anymore if we get apart from this truth. So far, we've learned the truth from our shepherd. We have to see whether we have truth in our heart well as we pass this test. Now, we got to show our deeds of faith as we hold on to the truth. As we attend the services, as we pray, sing praises, as we become faithful, we got to do as we learned. The blessing of Father God, the door to God's blessing will open to us. Let me conclude this message. Today, I told you about the course of faith resulting in honor. First, we got to understand and comfort and encourage each other. Second, we got to depend on the works of the Holy Spirit. And third, we should believe the blessing that Father God has prepared for us, and we got to show the works of faith. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Father God is good God who gives us peace and hope. I hope that such peace and hope will overflow in your heart this year. Senior pastor's handwriting message encouraged us, and we could feel the love of our shepherd in his handwriting. He said, Dear brothers and sisters, Father God makes everything work for the good. I will pray with my best to accomplish the will of God. At the end of this waiting, we must believe that the glory of Father God is there. Then we will go to New Jerusalem together. God bless you. I love you. Amen. I'm so thankful for the fact that our shepherd has never let go of us, but hold on to our hands until we get to New Jerusalem. Until we see our senior pastor back, we got to understand each other. We got to comfort each other. We got to encourage each other. We got to depend on the works of the Holy Spirit every day, and we receive His grace and show our works of faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may satisfy the expectation of Father God, who will let us result in praise, glory, and honor forever through the hardships of faith.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.